Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Hal Luby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is hit by the pitch. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Rosenthal moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby misplays the ball. That's an error on Luby. Rosenthal moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Pete trying to get to third. Puccinelli throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Pete for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonura for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luby hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters misplays the ball. That's an error on Peters. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Whitehead moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Puccinelli strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Peters. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive towards center. Rosenthal chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Rosenthal. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Pete reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Peters reaches second base with a double. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Buck Ross. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Dean moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Peters scores. Dean moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luby hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.